Hey. Welcome to the show today. This is Regina Perkins, and this is your host of the Regina Perkins Show. Bless you guys. I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful month. Praise the Lord. Just happy to be amongst the land of the living. Right now, we're living through very trying times right now, but we can yet still, in the midst of everything that we're looking at and facing on a daily basis, we still have hope. We can yet still give God glory. We can yet still give him praise and yet give him thanks, because you know what? It could have been us. But God said, you know, there's an old song that we used to hear in the church and used to say, it could have been me outdoors. It could have been me on the streets, you know, but God has given us another chance and another day to see his glory, to experience him. So that means that he is not through with us yet. That means his will has yet not been performed. And Father, we just ask you today that let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I just want to thank you all for joining me on today. Thank you all for sticking with me and the involvement of this show. The show is at its ups, the show's at its downs, but we're still here. We're still hanging out. We're still doing the Regina Perkins Show. I'm still coming in right now and bringing updates to you all. Haven't been on in a minute. Took a little hiatus off for a while just to get my head together, just to get things together, because when I come to the people of God, I always want to come with something fresh and something new. And so right now it's a time where, as I said earlier, it's so much going on. It's so many trying things. And I said, Father, I just need the time to seek you right now before I come before your people. I want to make sure that what I bring to them is fresh. I want to make sure that what I bring to them is absolutely anointed and that it is from the throne room of heaven. Don't want to bring you something that I warmed over from last year, but I want to bring you a right now fresh word. And I praise God for allowing me the opportunity to be a spokesman for him, to be a mouthpiece for the kingdom. I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it up. I don't take it in stride that God has given me a platform to be able to speak to his people, and he would trust me with the hearts of his people. Because right now we're in a season and a time where there's so many false prophets, there's so many false things that we hear in the body of Christ. I ain't talking about outside. I'm talking about in the church. I'm talking about false ministers and preachers and whatever you want to call them. False prophets. I'm going to say it like that. It is what it is. It's so much of that going on right now that you don't know what you're hearing. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what's happening anymore. So right now, I just want to come to you. And like I said, I want to get before the Father and seek him so I will know what to speak to his people. And so bless you all. And to get to the heart of the matter, just something I just want to talk to you about for a few minutes, something that the Lord had been speaking to my heart. And on last week or in the ensuing weeks and the times has been coming, you know, I've been asking the Lord, you know, I've been in a place where God, you know, I'm like, Lord, I'm not hearing you. And God said, get somewhere and get still. You know, I've been praying and seeking the Father and on prayer lines, and we all have been bombarding heaven, but God told me to get in a quiet place so I can hear what he was wanting to say unto me. And so I found myself in that place and getting back to God and getting myself back in that place of intimacy with him. And God began to speak to me, and God began to tell me, And I just heard these words, possess the land. And I'm like, God, what do you mean by, you know, I hear you saying possess the land. And I'm like, Lord, you know, this is a time where I've been crying out 2 Chronicles 7:14 and asking the Father to heal our land. And we've been asking for forgiveness, and we've been praying for repentance, and we've been crying out to the Lord to save us and to save the people from this COVID-19 and the things that is going on in the world right now. But God said, God began to quicken my spirit and begin to shift me in another manner. And God began to tell me, I want you to say and tell my people that I'm speaking to you. This ain't you, Regina, but possess the land. I'm like, Father, take me deeper. And God woke me up the other night, and he took me to Deuteronomy, and God just began to speak to me. And God told me on last week, he said, the things that was in demand last season will not be in demand this season. I'm going to say that one more time. He said, the things that were in demand last season will not be the same things that will be in demand this season. And I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church right now when I say that to you, because God is, there's going to be something more that's going to be needed in this season. The voices, the things that you heard, the things, I'm just going to say it like this because I don't want to get outside of what the Father is speaking. I want to interpret it the way he said it to me, and I want you to let it marinate in your spirit. The things that was in demand last season will not be the things that are in demand this season. Hallelujah. I hear the Father said there's a new voice. He said there's a new voice. And there's another place that he's getting ready to shift us to as the body of Christ. He said because of the COVID-19, because there was a place and a time where God had us in a place where we were crying out and we were on our face before the Lord. But now God is beginning to raise us back up high. And God is beginning to move his hand up off of us. And he said, now I want to let you up and I need you to speak fresh word to the people, fresh manna and fresh bread to their hearts. And God said, go out and take those things back that the enemy have stolen from you. And I was like, Lord, you know, I don't want to sound like a false prophet in this era and say something that's out of tune of what I'm hearing. But I God didn't have me crying no more. He said, I want you to tell my people to be strong in him and in the power of his might and to go and take back those things that have been stolen from us. And God began to speak to me. And he said, and I said, Lord, this is an old word. This is some old messages that I preach when I used to talk about possess the land. And God said, I'm bringing it back. Possess the land. It's that season. It's that time. And he began to show me in Deuteronomy. He began to show me as when God told the children of Israel, he said, you have went around this mount long enough. And he said, now I want you to go in. And he said, I want you to take back some things. And God, and I noticed that when he began to lock the things out to the tribes, even in Joshua, there was territory that was allotted. If you hear some noise, y'all, you guys, I'm kind of remote, but hang with me. There was territory that was allotted to each tribes. They had their own territory. And he even told some, he said, some of them, when he said, when you go in conquest and take the land, he said, don't go through that, because that land don't belong to you. That belongs to the children of Esau. So don't touch that. And so I want to encourage some of you all, because some of you are like, God, when is going to be my turn and when is going to be my chance? And some of you jump ahead of God and you start doing some things that God ain't asked you to do. But God is wanting to let you know, he said, in this season and in this time, he said, I've given something especially and specific for you. You don't have to go copycat nobody. You don't have to go try to steal somebody else's ideas. You don't have to try to go make something happen out of nothing. But God said, I've given territory and land that is specifically and belongs to you. Come on. Y'all follow me and walk with me right here. Because God is saying right now, he has given us, and some of us need to wake up in our spirits and in our minds. Some of us need to wake up out of that drunken stupor. Some of us need to wake up out of that place. God said, get up right now. He said, get up. And I hear the words like he said, get up. Like he told Ahab, he said, get up. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And I'm telling you right now to get up. I know you've been had your head between your legs. I know you've been in a place of mourning. I know you've been in a place of intercession. Oh my God, Jesus, this is a fresh word. I know you've been in a place of crying out to the Lord, but God is saying, get up. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Oh my God. He said, the time of famine is over. He said, the time of not enough is over. The time of where you didn't have anything left over from the day before is over. Oh my God. He said, the time is now. And right now, while the windows of heaven are open, God wants you to press in. The time, it is time to press into the thing that God has told you to do. It's time to go and take those things back that the enemy has stole from you. The Bible says when the thief is caught stealing, he got to return it sevenfold. So I'm telling you right now, get up from that place. Get up from that place. Hallelujah. God said, I'm raining on your territory. He said, I'm raining on your territory. I'm beginning to restore back to you that the things that the enemy has stolen from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when God gave me this word, I was reluctant to give it. But then God confirmed it to me by another prophet and another word becoming. I said, God, I see right now that my hand is on your pulse and that my ear is to your voice and that I hear what you're saying, that I hear the heartbeat of God, that you're saying, go and take those things back that the devil has stole from you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And so, God, I begin to go back to the Lord and I begin to call on some things and I begin to call those things back into my hands. And Lord, I want to tell y'all today, the enemy has tried to take some things from you. The enemy has been caught stealing. And God said, you need to stand up in the midst of your adversity. You need to stand up against your Goliath. You need to stand up against that thing that's telling you you can't have it. And you need to look that thing eye to eye and toe to toe and face to face. And you need to face your enemy. Hallelujah. Because the enemy walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And when God God said, when you begin to stand up in the face of your enemy and you begin to walk into the authority that God has given you, when you begin to decree and declare a thing because of the covenant vow that God has made with you, when you begin to speak to your mountain and tell it to be removed and cast into the sea, Roshaya, when you begin to declare his word, he said, command me and my word and bring me to the remembrance of the things I've said unto you. When you begin to walk in that place of war, when you begin to walk in that place, hallelujah, where you know who you are and you know that God said, great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. When you begin to stand up in that place, hallelujah, and pull up your collar and pull up yourself from your bootstraps. When you begin to stand, God said, that's when I'll move. Because he said, I'm a God that moves by faith. I move by faith. Faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so I want to tell you today, hallelujah, put yourself on. Put on the armor of God, hallelujah. Boot up yourself, and go take your land back. I dare you stand there and let the enemy hold your stuff up. But God say, now is the time. And the windows of heaven are open over you right now. I decree and declare that there's a shift in the season. I know what the Lord is saying. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you right now to get up. I speak to your spirit to get up. Get up. Get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, it's time. It's time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for you to get to that place where God has called you to. It's time to get back to that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where God is fixing to give back the things that the devil have stole from you. Y'all better hear me talk to you today. Y'all better hear me talk to you today. Hallelujah. I'm looking at my notes right now because God, like I said, God said, what was in demand last season won't be in demand this season. Some of y'all getting ready to change. It's going to be obsolete and inappropriate. When the children of Israel came out of captivity, God allowed it them territory. Y'all better hear me. When they came out of captivity, he said, now here is your territory. Possess the land. Hallelujah. I saw one day, telling you, go and possess the land. God said he's putting it in your hands to govern and oversee some things that we are crossing over. You hear me? We are crossing over. Things are not going to be like they used to be. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I don't know what it is that you need from the Father today, but I feel I don't know how to say how I feel in my spirit. There's such a push in my spirit for this. Hallelujah. Ha. Glory to God. It's such a desperation that I feel that I got a roba shaka that I'm pushing you right now. I'm pushing you in your back. Oh Lord, I'm finna push some of y'all over the edge. Hallelujah. I'm pushing some of y'all into your absolute destiny. I'm pushing some of y'all right now into the place that God have ordained for you to be in for over 10 years. I'm pushing some of y'all into your place of destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the way I'm pushing you is by this word that I'm speaking out of my belly right now. To you, it is catapulting. It is blowing you like a wind in sails. It is blowing you out into territory that may be unknown, but God say, I have ordained for it to be so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all better hear me today. Hear me today. Hear me. Hear me. God is getting ready to exchange some things. He's getting ready to put some things in place, and you got to be ready to receive your blessing. Yes, it is your time. I know. I know the enemy said, no, it's not. I said, it is your time. It is your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you were able to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you today. I had to get this word out to the people of God. I had to speak it to you all. I wanted you to know what thus saith the Lord. I wanted you to know what God is saying in this hour and in this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know it. Know the seasons and the time you are in. Like the sons of Issachar, he said, know the times and the seasons that you are in. And when you know the times and season that you're in, you can move when God tell you to move. Because if you wait after the voice of the Lord has spoken, you may miss the opportunity. The door may not be closed. So when God is breathing on something, it is absolutely, absolutely detrimental that you move at that moment. Hallelujah. Obedience, people. Obedience is going to be the key to your blessing. Walk with God. Listen to what I say. Walk with God. I mean, walk with God. I don't mean, don't take that as a cliche, as a song. I mean, walk with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was not, because God translated him that he should not see death. Walk with God. When you walk with God, that means you're in a close proximity with him. That means it's he and I are one. That means I'm hearing his voice day and night. That means that I'm staying in tune with the heart of the Father. Oh my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, telebokosha. Father, I just thank you for those who will hear this word. Ah, yelobokosha nelabase. I speak over their lives right now. And I command the blessings of the Lord to come on their life right now in the name of Jesus. I command the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow to come upon their lives right now in the name of Jesus. I command the anointing of God that destroys the yoke of the enemy to come upon them right now. I command the blessings to find you and overtake you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you said you would confirm your word with signs and wonders. Father, I said what you told me to say. And so, Father, every person that hears this word shall see manifestations of the blessings of the Lord. And Father, I thank you that you're standing in stead right now, that I'm standing in the stead of Jesus, and he is on the right-hand side of the Father forever making intercession for us. You've given me that same authority and that same power that I can decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. And it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you all for listening into this word. Share this word. Share it with somebody else. This is the word of the Lord. I pray, hallelujah, glory to God. I pray that God continues to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask to think according to the power that worketh within. I pray that you continue to walk with God. Walk with God. Hear his voice and listen in to what he's saying. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.